This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on ABC Sports Washington, brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP 180weightloss.com. You guys were talking about Tiger Woods. I saw the story and then sent it last night via email, and they printed it out. It was on the big lead, and I figured you guys would enjoy it. It was prop bets for Tiger Woods' return to Riviera. So to make the cut, yes is minus 140, no is plus 110.
I'm not in the business of betting against Tiger, but he's just hitting it like such poop off the tee. I think he's going to struggle this week.
Now, here are some other bets. Will Tiger Woods be within five strokes of the lead at any point on Sunday?
Of course,
he has to make the cut for reaction. Yes is plus 140. No is minus 170.
Yeah, that's an easy bet.
So you put up 100, you win 170?
Plus 170, right, yeah.
No, it's minus 170, so you got to put 170 to win 100. 100.
Yeah. What, hold on. Minus
you said 170 it was minus 170,
say,
right?
If you say no.
Correct.
Yeah. So you got to put up 170 to win 100.
Well, that's what terrible
is it, what
bet.
Is it coming back?
Plus 140.
I mean, it's worth the shot.
Will Tiger Woods hit the ball into the pot bunker in the middle of the number six green?
Oh.
Yes is plus 150. No is minus 180.
I don't know. I don't know that whole.
No is minus 180?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they're saying that he's probably not going to. I would probably bet no.
No.
Cakes, you won't bet at all on no?
No, I probably.
No.
You're right.
Go ahead.
I will not.
How many fairways will Tiger Woods hit in the first round? Over 4.5 or under 4.5?
I have no clue.
They're both listed here as -1.
So you got 14 fairways, right? There's four par threes. 14, that's a good number because that's about what he's hitting.
4.5.
I would probably bet the over there.
I don't know if I would.
And this is just the first round.
The thing about this course is poop. This course is a par 71, so there's one less par 5, but the par 5s are long. Par fours are long too, but there's two par fives that are like almost 600 yards.
Right.
So you have to hit driver.
So, and that's why he's not going to maul the par fives like he typically does.
Here's another driving accuracy bet. Tiger Woods driving accuracy percentage over 32.5%.
That's a good number because it's about what he's hitting him.
Yeah, what was he, 30% at the Farmers?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. He's got an extra degree of loft this week.
I'm going to guess he's just a little bit better this week.
A little better. Now, let's hope he hits some three woods off the tee.
Yeah.
Although it didn't help him that much a couple weeks ago.
The next one, will Tiger Woods receive more broadcast time than the winner during the final round?
If he's in the final round.
Yes, minus 150, no, plus 120.
Yeah, they'll show every shot. If he's in the final round and he's like
during the
broadcast.
But what if he's in 30th place?
Doesn't matter. He moves the needle.
I know, but it depends on how far back he is. They may scale back a little bit if he's way down the list.
What they scale back is talking about in between shots, but they will show every Tiger Woods shot. They have to. He moves the needle. The ratings go up 30-40%.
That's why there's another broadcast time bet.
Valdez will be upset that Potter isn't shown. Nobody cares.
Right.
They just want to see Tiger.
More broadcast time.
No, I want to see Tiger.
During the 2018 Genesis Open, Tiger Woods or the field?
What are you guys going to do when Tiger actually retires?
Well, hopefully
you guys got a big giant void in your lives.
Hopefully he'll be close to like dementia.
If DJ is leading the tournament going into Sunday,
yeah, he's compelling.
They're going to show him. They're going to show every shot. Now it depends on when the TV coverage starts. If Tiger starts before the TV coverage starts, then you're obviously not going to see every shot.
Of course, but if that's why I said, if they're on at the same time though, you will see every shot of Tiger.
Well, you'll see every shot of both of them.
What gets more coverage though in the first and second round? Tiger Woods of the field.
Tiger will get. You'll see every shot. Tiger.
But again,
on Friday,
it depends. If you got to have the app, it doesn't. I don't know when the coverage starts.
It depends on the weekend. But Friday is going to be Tiger Day on the Golf Channel because he tees off at 3:00, and that's right during the Golf Channel coverage of the tournament.
So you're not going to see.
So Friday, you're going to see every single shot.
You're not going to see every shot tomorrow because he tees off at 10:20.
And now what they'll do is they'll do a Golf Central thing, and they might show a shot here and there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
And then if you're a Tiger fan, you should already have the PGA Tour Live app or service.
Right. You should obviously have that.
And that will have the Tiger, Rory, and JT threesome.
Will your interest wane if he performs poorly? Now, he made the cut in the first tournament back, but let's say he misses the cut this time, then misses another cut, and then the Masters comes around and he misses that cut. Then he maybe makes a cut here or there. Like, if he's making cuts like 50% of the time, will your interest eventually wane?
Maybe, but I don't think that will happen. If he stays healthy, he will make cuts eventually, and he will be a factor.
So here's the deal. So tomorrow, plays so early, you have to if you want to watch Tiger, you have to get the app, or you have to steal Valdez's passcode.
Right. Well, and the app is like $7.
Because,
it's the best
which
$7
I will do,
you'll
because
ever
you
spend.
Won't see any of his shots tomorrow if you don't have that, because he'll be the feature group.
Well, that might be a problem, Jason, because if we're logged on at the same time, mm-hmm. and it like keeps kicking me off because you're on it,
right?
It's not going to do that. I gave my password to somebody.
No, no, yeah. I think we did that last year and it was fine.
I gave my password to Buddy. It's fine. You give it to one buddy.
It's just concerning.
You give it to one buddy, you'll be all right. You can't give it to 10.
By the way, you got this app. Will you have to pay for this in perpetuity?
No, you can cancel anytime you want.
I have.
But I'm going to keep it through
the season. Yeah, what are you
paying for? Well, I didn't know they did this. So the last time I went to Office Depot to get a new printer cartridge was in December. And the guy goes, do you have 5 minutes?
Oh, no.
You just say no. You say no, I don't have 5 minutes.
First of all, I never
have 5 minutes, even though it's all I have is time.
No, yeah. He said I would get 20% off. Because if you have five minutes, 20% off. I was like, really? 5 minutes instead of put you on the clock. And so I got my 20% off.
That.
And then the next month, all of a sudden, I got a printer cartridge in the mail, which is kind of okay because it seems like
you're
constantly going backwards.
That quickly?
Well, no. Yesterday, I got another email from them saying they're about to send another. I was unaware.
You're like in the Columbia House of Records.
I signed up for like a monthly printer cartridge.
Right?
You got duped. I got duped for 20% off.
Yep.
And printer cartridges are expensive too, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not cheap.
Depends. Yes. It depends on your printer. But yeah, some of them can be really, really
expensive.
It's like
$40. And a printer is like $100.
Yeah.
Right.
The printer is just a vehicle for you to spend money on toner.
I would love to see the books on the people who are making the ink. Because, is it that expensive to make ink? Really?
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, so I need to make a call to stop that. Because then I'm going to have a backlog.
Yeah. You need to get off that list, whatever list you're on.
Of course you are, Richie.
I don't mind having two extra printer cartridges.
Hey, Bick.
But that's where I draw the
line. Last year, the cut at the Genesis was even par.
Okay.
I think Tiger can get there. I mean, I'm not saying it'll be the same,
just
but last year was even.
If he keeps it playable off the tee. Now, maybe he can miss fairways and still dig it out of the rough, and it's no big deal. That's what it was a couple weeks ago.
Correct.
But my understanding is it's not that way at Riviera.
It's not. It's so, not. It's a tough course.
You know, I'm not convinced that he's figured that out yet.
We'll see. And I don't know if he'll putt the way he did a couple weeks. I mean, he was on fire.
He putted
on the putting
great,
green.
And he chipped really well.
But
too,
I'm going to say that he's going to hit more greens or hit more fairways, slightly more. Not a ton, not 65% of them,
right?
But slightly more, and he can make the cut. I'm going to say that's a bet I will place.
I really hope he does, because it's an awesome weekend when he does.
Phone lines are a buzz.
Doesn't matter. The ratings speak for themselves.
Well, you know what? I asked people to call about the Caps, got zippy calls.
Yeah.
Here's why.
You know what? No one cares about sports in this town.
They're distraught about what happened.
Every single person listening, I'm talking to every single person listening, every single one of you, you don't love sports like I do.
Well, that's true.
That's very true.
Yeah.
You don't.
Everyone listening, every single person on the Beltway.
How about everybody hosting the show?
There's one person.
You don't love it like I do.
There's one person within earshot that loves sports
as
much as you do.
Pedro.
Pete.
Well, that's why it. I like him more than I like you guys.
I understand. Does.
Pete
I get it.
Definitely does.
And then if we do a story about not tipping on an Outback carryout order.
Everybody call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's what Christmas people care tree. About, See, the bottom line.
I don't care about that.
Right.
You guys bring it up all the time. I care about sports.
You care about, like, Tennessee playing South Carolina
on
a random Tuesday night.
Yes, of course I do. Everyone listening, you don't care.
Right.
You don't really care. You barely care about life. I care about everything sports related. I mean, I'm bringing up the Caps. I say call and correct me. Not one call.
No.
I botched the Jay Beagle thing. Not one goal.
No, but a bunch of people tweeted said 2-minute penalty, not a 5-minute penalty.
You know what?
Penalty.
They're lazy.
And it's not because people are
they're lazy.
It's not because people aren't listening. We had like a 10 share, which is in radio. It was like a 50.
You just don't
love it. We're glad they're listening, but you're right. They don't care that much about sports.
You're right.
They don't know much about sports, especially when we do like contests and giveaways.
I can't even believe there's a sports radio station in this town.
There's two.
I know. I can't believe it.
There's
not enough sports fans.
It probably doesn't deserve it.
There's not enough sports fans.
The only reason why we're successful is because we don't talk sports.
Right.
I know.
Exactly.
To be honest with you.
I know.
That's actually been the secret sauce.
You're right. I just get bored.
Speaking of, can I bring up a question?
Salty.
I want to ask you this, and I honestly don't know the answer to this. Now, Jason is out of the equation on this one because he's decided that he's not a sexual person anymore.
All right.
Okay? But someone said to me that it's a given. Is it a given that on Valentine's Day, if you and your wife are still active,
right,
that it's a buns given
that you smash?
Day.
Is that automatic?
I didn't think that
I wouldn't
was
say
a given.
It's a given. I think your likelihood is increased, especially if you do a dinner and you get her flowers and something like that. Right. I would say
the flowers are going to make her horny.
But it's just, it's kind of like birthday, special occasions.
I'm going to say this. Birthdays, that's a given. The grounds for divorce. If nothing
right.
On your birthday, if you're declining,
probably makes sense.
That's like, yeah, you could go right to the judge. They don't even. They say you didn't get buns on your birthday.
I'm not saying it.
There you go.
I'm not saying it's a lot.
That's a quickie
divorce. Saying, right. If
and you don't have to give up half.
If the odds of you
keep all your money
having relations is 33% on a given day, then the odds would increase to 45% or something like that.
Only a small increase.
I think that's a significant increase.
Yeah, but that's
33 to 45.
Yeah, that's 12%.
You're putting percentages on it, like you know.
Drabby,
no idea.
Valdez, what do you say? You're like a newlywed, you're already a jaded into porn and everything. You're really only like a weekender. Are Valentine's Day buns guaranteed?
Well,
are they understood?
Not this Valentine's Day.
It's a hurt thing. Yeah. I get it. But typically, would it be guaranteed?
Get your Red Wings. This is Brett chiming in on Valentine's Day.
Would it typically be guaranteed?
Yeah.
But you're a newlywed, so that might be a little bit different.
I think unless you're Jason, Valentine's Day is...
It's guaranteed.
It's a lock. It's a lock.
Drabby?
It's bet it all on Valentine's Day.
They're in a different situation, though, too, because Valentine's Day... As parents,
I know you
different
kids.
Than singles. You still have all the same practices and everything going on in life.
Of course, Drabby, for you. You just hit skins the other day. You said,
"Yeah, but my wife gets butt size for Valentine's Day."
Did you have to go
favorite
over
day
top?
Of the year?
Did you have favorite day of the year
for her?
Hold on, better than Christmas.
So
better than Halloween.
What is she going to get you? What do you think you're going to? Did you get your gift yet?
No, she'll get me some nubs. She's a terrible gift giver.
She is.
Well, do you want anything?
No.
I wouldn't want anything.
Yeah, I mean, I buy myself stuff.
Of course not.
Right,
guys
exactly.
don't want anything for Valentine's Day.
I get so sized for Amazon.
Right, but...
Laura could do my laundry. I'd be butt sized.
If my wife buys me something for... And she knows it's like a law in my house not to buy me anything for my birthday or Valentine's Day. Or Christmas, although she does. She breaks the law for Christmas.
Right.
You don't play breaking the law.
But I'm buying myself the gifts.
Sir Abby, is it guaranteed buns for you?
Yeah, I think it has been every year.
Really?
Cakes? I'm not looking forward to it.
Is it guaranteed?
I don't
You're
know.
Not looking forward to it?
Well, we've been together 9 years. What am I going to get sites for
you don't
to
care.
Make love?
To make love.
It sounds so terrible.
It's fun.
Of course it's fun.
It's all right.
It's not fun. It's
you know what's fun? You know what's fun? Watching Tiger is fun.
Oh, my God.
Hitting the skins,
hitting
not skins that much fun.
Way funner than watching
hitting
Tiger
the fairway.
Do anything.
Right. Far greater hitting skins.
Making birdies is fun. Not
Ace, is it guaranteed buns? Valentine's
I don't know
Day.
That it's guaranteed every year. I mean,
I don't
like
think I was not under
well,
the impression
gonna,
that
it's
it
gonna
was.
Happen. I gonna
think,
be selling.
I think birthday buns guaranteed grounds for divorce, and you don't have to pay alimony.
Mm.
But I don't know. Valentine's Day, I didn't think it was guaranteed like that.
Wednesday night, middle of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Whiz are on.
Now, nobody called for the Caps. Okay, but I want to throw that out there for the people.
Oh, you'll take calls for 4 hours.
No, I don't want to do it for 4 hours. Just a
I'm
quick
saying
sampling.
You could.
Are Valentine's you Day could, buns guaranteed? That's just a question I have.
Hey, what about if they just got done getting their Valentine's Day buns this morning? for work.
Yeah, but that's such an outlier.
Of course it counts.
I think that you're probably locked in, and you're probably going to get shut out. If you already got it in the morning, I don't think you're going
to who has the energy and strength the morning and evening?
Why would you do
that? That's asking a lot.
I won't ask A-Wad because...
Yeah, we know. That's what the answer is there.
All right, phone number you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. A little bit later in the show, 9 o'clock, Sam Smith, legendary NBA writer, will join us. Wrote the Jordan Rules. Wally Szczerbiak covers college hoops nowadays. Will join us at 9:20 as we're getting closer to March Madness. Right now, though, we'll open up the entertainment page, find out what's going on in Hollywood, get the latest celebrity scoop.
I think our listeners have just lost their way.
They have. They need to be brought
back. We
get
one call
on his
Valentine's Day buns guaranteed or not.
Yeah, they just don't care anymore.
Yeah. Maybe the listeners are. You know what it is? Maybe just a midweek malaise that's set over them.
What is today? Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
It is. Maybe that's what it is, Cakes.
Can you lead off? I don't know what your lead story is. Cause give me the Bill Haas, Luke Wilson story.
Well, I don't know much about it. I read it in bed this morning and didn't think too much about it. I mean, it's an awful story. There's been a fatal car accident, I guess, out in L.A. Bill Haas was out there for the Genesis Open at Riviera. And the way I read it, and I don't know this, Jason, the way I read it, Bill Haas and Luke Wilson were in a car accident and somebody died. The way I thought I read it was that it was a driver and Haas was a passenger.
Luke Wilson, the actor?
Yes.
Yes.
A car being driven by an actor.
Bill Haas or separate cars?
We don't know.
All right, so I'm going to read the story to you right now. American golfer Bill Haas was a passenger in a car crash which left one person dead and two injured. The 35-year-old was in a Ferrari, which was involved in a collision with a BMW in the Pacific Palisades area. That's where our old agent used to live, right?
Yep.
The driver of the Ferrari was pronounced dead. So that's the driver of Haas's car.
Because he was in the Ferrari.
Yes.
Wow.
Was pronounced dead at the scene.
Was Luke Wilson in the Beamer?
Luke Wilson was in the other car. A car driven by Luke Wilson was also hit by the Ferrari just before the crash.
So that's just a random event. I mean, it's not like Wilson and Haas were hanging out.
Luke Wilson was actually driving a Toyota FJ.
Right. It seemed like there were three cars.
All right, so the car that Haas was in was the Ferrari. The driver.
He was the passenger.
So hopefully that wasn't his wife. Or girlfriend. I mean, I got all he knows. Or bro, you know what I mean? Or let's hope that. I mean, it's terrible, whoever it is, but hopefully it's not.
I don't know.
You know
That's
what I
a
mean?
Great question.
And then, but this they is, say.
Can
those,
you take an Uber and a Ferrari?
I don't
no,
think
Uber,
so.
Uber driver.
It's a good question,
an
but
Uber
I don't
driver
think so.
Is driving a Ferrari. Are you kidding?
Right. It'd be a high-end silly bit, service, right? though.
Now, apparently, Haas is in stable condition, but he's not in great condition. I mean, he's not in good condition.
His dad on the show, in studio years ago.
Yep.
And he couldn't have been a nicer guy.
Really
probably the nicest
dude.
Guy that's ever played
Jay
on
Haas.
The PGA
Haas,
Tour.
Yeah. Yep.
So, obviously.
Was he mentioned in the Sports Illustrated article about us? Or was it Paul Azinger?
Paul Azinger.
That was Zinger.
Zinger, who we also had in studio.
Also a great dude.
Good dude.
Some line about him talking about his pants.
His Hager pants.
So we don't know the condition of Wilson. We just know the condition
no,
of Haas.
No, they said they're both in serious condition. That's
so
what
Haas
they said.
Is in serious as well.
That's what they said. I don't think they're in life-threatening condition. You know, they are banged up, I'm sure.
How random is that, that Luke Wilson
I mean,
and
there's
Bill
a picture
Haas.
Of the Ferrari, and it is mangled.
It's unbelievable.
And somebody in the Beamer hit the Ferrari? Is that what happened? Is that what they're saying? So anyway, you know, They said police said Haas was doing okay.
Right.
So that's good, I guess. But that's something to keep an eye on out for. It's always like your worst.
Keep me
fear,
updated
right?
on that. because you're a Twitter monster, so.
Yeah.
Apparently it was a rollover crash too.
With the Ferrari?
That's what it said. That's what the headline
on. He's lucky to be alive.
Just, yeah, definitely.
This
what's Haas doing in a Ferrari?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah, probably
did they
rent, made $50 million in his career. I mean, you know, you
well,
he doesn't, drive around
he doesn't live
cars.
Out there, right? You think he, like, rented it? Or
I think he lives
probably
in
out there with a buddy.
Or is it his buddy's Ferrari?
Yeah, his buddy probably just had it. Hey, let's go for
if,
a ride. Let's
I know.
Go
if,
for
his
a
buddy, if his buddy's going, hey, let's you know, turn this loose and see how fast it goes. I mean, that's a show.
Yes, it is. Valdez, keep me updated.
He's on the story.
Well, I mean, he's on Twitter. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Stuff's going to be coming in the next few hours. I mean, if
I don't
not
know
minutes.
About it. Omarosa has been in the news, of course. Now they're saying there's two things. They're saying now that she was fired from her White House gig for abusing the car service privileges, I guess.
I would have done that, too.
She's on Celebrity Big Brother.
Step into my
she's
office.
She's so annoying.
Get your f***ing fired.
She's so freaking
apparently
annoying.
She went to the hospital, too. She had some sort of fall or some incident. She was
she
in the
had
hospital.
An asthma attack.
Is that what it was?
I'm almost ashamed
to
admit this.
I saw part of the episode.
I saw a little of that, and I also read this article written by Piers Morgan, who called her the most despicable person he's ever met in his life.
And that's Piers Morgan
I actually read that article. Did you read the article?
Yeah, I read the whole article.
And Piers said that she basically wanted to have sex with him on the show to create drama.
A lot of people say Piers Morgan is the most despicable person they've ever met. So if he's calling her that, then you know.
Well, yeah, she wanted to have a showmance because apparently that pops on TV and does well. And he said he wasn't interested because he had just been divorced, had three or four kids, and then she called him,
said, "I'm not sized."
She called him an effing F word.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, if you go to Media Takeout, if you want to, you can see Omarosa's boob come out of her robe.
Yeah, I saw.
Why does she get so much run?
I don't know.
It's because she's so despicable and everyone hates her that they just want to see her?
She was a TV villain.
She's
and
a
then
villain,
she got
yeah.
hired by Trump to be part of the White House, whatever job she had.
I get it. I just don't get the whole TV villain thing.
Well, you don't watch any of those shows.
Thank God.
You know what? Your life's better for it.
That is,
it
just is.
That is a bottom feeder show, and I like some terrible television, but I think that's about as bad as it gets.
But she was first on
for months.
But how did she was first on the regular Apprentice. So
I
she
get it,
was
but
on
who was she?
Well, why the regular she, Apprentice.
Why did she get on the very first TV show?
Because
my
the regular Apprentice, actually, Donald Trump used to have 12 business people that were fairly
she
accomplished
had a good resume,
in life.
Went to like a good school, like a smart
so that
girl.
Was her. That
and
was
the
her.
Theory of the show was if you won The Apprentice by being great at lemonade stands and whatever else stupid tasks they did, then you would become part of the Trump organization.
You get a job with a company.
And eventually that show morphed into Celebrity Apprentice when they brought her back, and then it morphed into the presidency.
It's incredible.
Doesn't make any sense.
Apple is developing a TV drama called Swagger.
Apple.
Inspired by Kevin Durant's childhood cakes.
Ah, sounds intriguing.
I might have to watch this. Variety reports that the show will explore the world of AAU basketball and the lives of the players, their families, and coaches. I'm all in!
Is it following real people or is it fictional?
That's a great question.
Is it documentary style or is it fictional? I need to know this.
I got to tell you.
Because if it's like Ballers.
It's a TV drama.
Oh, drama.
So it's
no, going to
be
you.
Like fake.
No thanks.
I started so now
watching.
You're not in.
I'm not as in.
I started watching Last Chance U.
Yeah.
And I got into it for the first episode or
I hear
two.
That's great.
And then I just looked up where the guys ended up and I've tapped out.
Right.
I've tapped out.
Yeah.
Somewhat intriguing to see if they became successful and some of them. Go from this Nubs University, I can't even remember what state
somewhere
it is.
In Mississippi,
and then they end up for you know at Florida State or something like that.
Here's why you should be interested.
It was a JUCO, right?
You wish they had lines on this team because they just pound people into submission.
A lot of overs, Jason.
Oh, they just crush
what
people.
What were they, Mississippi or something?
They're in Mississippi. Yeah. I can't remember the name of the school.
JP, did you watch both seasons or just the first one?
Oh, the first season.
I watched
about 2.5 episodes.
Have you kind of noticed the sexual tension between the counselor and the players?
I watched 2 episodes and noticed it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you can feel it.
By the way, my buddy is texting me.
By the way, did you ever
teacher student stories?
Drabby, did you ever see the 30 for 30 on the 5 high school kids from LA?
No, I never watched it.
Oh, it's so good. What is that called? Valdez, look that up. I just saw it 2 weeks ago. My
Carter.
No, it's not. That's not what Carter lost. That's down in Texas.
How do you have time to watch all these features?
We're
the 30 for 30s?
Yeah, never miss anything.
I'm telling you, the 30 for 30 is awesome about the five kids that went to, what's the name of the freaking high school? God damn it. They were a powerhouse in Inglewood. Might be called like the Inglewood Five or something like that. But it's about five high school players on the same team at this high school in Inglewood, and they follow them. They followed them for like...
Is it Morningside Five?
Morningside Five.
Okay.
It is awesome.
Is it like Boys in the Hood? I mean, it's in that same sort of neighborhood.
No, it's just more about like the mistakes that they made. One of them a little
bit. Isn't that where Paul Pierce is from?
Yes.
From Inglewood.
Yes. It's a really good 30 for 30.
Paul Pierce, who I guess played for the Wizards
at one
point.
You would like it, and you donks would like it.
It's East Mississippi Community College.
Yeah.
Community College.
For Last Chance U.
By the way, Jason, my buddy Gino is texting me that it was a 71-year-old man that was the driver of the Ferrari. Did we know that? We didn't know that, right?
I didn't know.
71-year-old. Yeah.
Man that was the driver of the Ferrari. Now, I Googled Jay Haas right away to see how old he was. He's 64, so definitely
he's
not
good.
Jay.
He's good. All right.
Or hopefully it wasn't like his uncle, you know, or anything.
Yeah, it could have been.
But
agent or manager or...
It could have been an agent or somebody.
I doubt his agent's 71, but who knows?
Right. Yeah.
Money manager.
All right, so this is interesting to me, and I'm not sure why. Maybe you guys... Black Panther is gaining momentum. They're saying it's heading towards $170 million plus opening. It's a Disney Marvel?
Yes.
Like,
it's supposed to be a masterpiece.
The Marvel Universe. So what?
At one point, it was 100% on Rotten Tomatoes from the people who've seen it before.
All right. I actually thought Black Panther was about the Black Panther movie. I had no idea.
You thought it was about like Cam Newton?
I thought it was like about the Black Panther movement or something, like from the 60s.
No, it's not about that. It's a comic book movie.
I've never heard of the Black Panther as like a superhero. Is that a superhero?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an animal superhero?
It's black.
No, it's a guy.
No, it's a guy.
Yeah. He's a guy.
It's a Black Panther.
It's not a panther.
It's like Spider-Man, EB, except it's a black
guy. He's in a panther costume.
Thank God I don't know what the Black Panther is. So it's set for $170 million, a massive opening.
Yeah.
He's got a power.
I don't know that much about him because he's recently been
introduced. Is he a new character?
Relatively new.
Yeah.
Like what, 5 years, 100 years? Like
he's
what's new?
Relatively, this is geeky.
Well, I think he's been around, but he's just been like a minor thing. And now what Marvel's done is created a whole franchise.
Because they've run out of characters and they're trying to figure something out.
No, but I think it's also a big deal. Because Hollywood doesn't do many African-American-centric movies. So all the lead actors are African-American, and it's a superhero movie.
So it is.
And it's well-reviewed.
It's a black superhero movie. Is that sort of why it's getting so much attention? I have no idea.
I think that's part of the reason.
I thought it was about guys like an Olympic stand or, you know what I mean?
No.
It's
the 1968 Olympics.
Never.
This is why it's such a big deal. That it's almost like a film that is starring
It would be so funny and inappropriate, but if his superpower was he could jump 80 inches.
Well, he can. I guarantee he can.
He definitely has ups.
And I guarantee
he's
fast.
I've seen the commercials. You're going to see that one,
hey,
Jake.
Hey,
of course.
Michael Jordan's in it.
Yes, he is.
He's
the villain.
That's right. Michael Jordan is
so
the villain.
So what is the...
Not that not Michael Jordan. A different Michael
right.
Jordan.
Yeah,
Michael B. Jordan.
Yes.
Or is it P? I think it's
no,
B.
It's B.
I think it's B.
Yeah. He was in Friday Night Lights.
Right. Is it getting good reviews? I'm interested.
I just
97%.
Said it's unbelievable
it's
reviews.
So not in your wheelhouse. You will
no,
not.
No, I might if it's about a brother superhero. I get size for brothers, and it's not what I thought it was.
I don't think you'll
all
be sized.
What else? What else you got?
That's a big story. Might do.
I know, but we hammered it into the ground. What else you got? I'm interested in something else.
Jason's impatient today.
Why are you so impatient? What do you got all day to kill?
I'm just bitter because I forgot to infiltrate the EP with some college hoops. I'm bitter. I spaced that.
You did space it.
We could do another segment.
Although I tried to with the
we could do another
Morningside
segment.
Five.
Let's go to JC Woodbridge real quick. JC, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up?
What's up, JC?
Hey, I just wanted to say real quick, Lurch, we do care about sports in this town.
Well, why don't you call?
Second off.
No,
why
don't you
call?
You never call.
It's a fake sports town. Don't act like it's a big sports town. It's a fake sports town.
All right, go ahead.
Initiated
is this
you.
A, is this a wife or a girlfriend?
And they're
hold on, stop
everybody
it.
Everybody else getting flowers and stuff. If you're creative and if you got game, you'll get the cheeks and you'll make her feel good.
I like that. You can say get the cheeks. Why are you cutting that? Why are you saying?
He just misheard him.
No,
he,
I misheard him. I thought he said something totally different.
Okay. He's calling it the cheeks.
No.
I think it's hysterical.
He's getting the mo's.
Yes. What is Valdez think he's saying?
No, it wasn't cheeks. It was when he said second off. After he was talking about cheeks.
Second off.
You thought he
second
meant, off. I thought he said something else.
I thought he was saying something else.
Okay. Can you put him back on, or did you completely
make
this call? JC.
They screwed the pooch last night. The defense left Holtby out to dry.
He was talking the whole time.
I just have two questions. Put him back on. I'm going to put him back on. JC, I just have two questions for you. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Is it your wife or girlfriend?
Girlfriend of 4 years.
Of 4 years. And then
no wonder you did.
Who initiated, you or her?
She did.
Very nice.
Strong. That's pretty strong.
That is, especially this early.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Did she make
morning
you
morning cheeks?
Did you even take a shower first? You probably had bad breath, morning breath.
You know, it was a little gnarly, but you know, it was worth it.
Was her breath bad? Did you kiss her?
No.
Right. Yeah, that's a good move.
You don't kiss in the morning. That's a guy move. Yeah, you don't kiss in the morning.
I was just asking. Yeah. I know you can't do that.
Hey, it's a fair question.
Morning cheeks.
He's like Ron Mexico. Remember Ron Mexico's famous line?
I don't.
You don't
she
remember?
She is Spanish.
I believe Ron Mexico is Mike Vick's alter ego. Mm-hmm. And his line was, Mike Vick don't kiss. Mike Vick just blanks.
Right.
Yeah. I think it was something along those
All right. Congratulations, JC.
Yeah.
Your morning's off to a great start.
Yes, it is.
That's your guy, though, Jason. That is your guy.
Why is it my guy?
Because he loves sports like you.
Nobody does, but whatever. No one ever calls.
All right. Phone number's 800-636-1067 with the Junkies. Come right back.
Send this to you?
I think so.
Yeah.
Who's the artist?
Can't remember. I do like the song, though. I heard it like on a rock station.
Yeah.
Get a little bit sized.
So this morning I wake up, I look at ESPN, and there's a story which I think we knew about, but it's actually getting run. I saw it on the crawl during the break, and it's about John Wall and Marcin Gortat sitting down. Didn't we already know that the guys got together, I think, when John came back? I think this is a one-on-one
sit-down. I didn't know
there
was a formal thing. My understanding was that they talked.
Yeah, what we
heard. But I didn't know there was a formal thing. But from what I understand, it was like a formal thing that didn't go that great. What I heard is
did any of their meetings go great?
No.
Wasn't the team meeting a disaster?
Yeah, the players-only meeting was a full-on debacle from what we heard.
Players-only meeting was.
Didn't go very well.
And this one, they said there's still more mending
offenses.
There's
more work to be done.
Yeah. Which makes sense. I mean, guys can't, like, kind of, you know, passively, aggressively attack each other and then think just one little meeting is going to solve it.
Do you think John...
Jeez, it's been brewing for a long time.
Do you think John's going to be happy with the team completely flourishing without him? Like, if they win tonight...
No.
7-2 without John Wall in the
lineup.
No,
he's the kind of guy...
Let's say that continued for another 4 weeks before he's ready to come back to the lineup and they are... 17-6.
It would take a very rare selfless.
Shouldn't you be happy because that's your team?
It takes a very rare selfless person to feel that way.
They got all got egos.
Most people.
They all think they're the best player in the league.
I don't know that they think that, but they all want to be integral parts of it.
So he would rather them go 500 without him.
Everybody would rather that the group miss a little when they're gone.
Yeah, but you benefit. From your team playing well.
It doesn't matter. You want to feel like you're a key part of it.
Because then when you come back, all the pressure is on you to keep winning, to prove that that was the reason.
Yeah, but you're John Wall. You should be comfortable with who you are in the league. Everybody knows. Scott Brooks came on the show the other day, said, look, we're clearly a better team with John Wall.
No, he's super driven. Of course they are. He's super driven. He has a super ego, which all of the great ones do. There's not a single incredible athlete out there that doesn't have a huge, massive competitive ego.
And they're confident.
But I think you want your team to flourish. National championship game. When Jalen Hurts gets pulled, he doesn't want the backup to come in and blow it.
It's a little different.
He wants to win it.
He's also a rare bird. He was a particularly gracious kid.
Okay, and that's in one game. I understand that. But I would think that John Wall would want his team to flourish. And when he steps back, they're going to be in a better position to potentially win a championship.
If you hooked him up to a lie detector, I guarantee you, deep down, he would want to see them struggle a little bit without him.
So you turn anybody, into A-Wad and lie?
Anybody would. And it's normal. It doesn't mean it's logical. It is logical in a sense of ego and competitiveness and wanting to be a part of it.
If they weren't having the problems that they were having before he got hurt, the chemistry issues.
Right. Nobody wants.
Then maybe he would feel different. But since they were, of course he does. He doesn't want them to just roll off win after
what
win.
If you
after win?
So right now, instead of them being 6-2 without him or 7-2, whatever they are right now, you think deep down he wishes they were 3-6?
His ego probably, part of his ego probably feels that way.
Yes. I hope he doesn't feel that way, but part of me
anybody would.
He might.
Anybody would. Let me ask you a question. Let's just say, just put it to a family dynamic. Let's just say you and your family have a normal, you know, with your kids and everything, and there's fights and everything. You're away for 2 weeks on business, and you come back, and your wife tells you how great everybody got along, kids had an amazing time, everybody was, you'd be a little bit.
Right, you're going to look in the mirror like, what was different? Okay, I wasn't here. Now right. Everybody's harmonious.
Or every week you take a vacation, the show has the best numbers that it always has.
Yeah. I'd love that.
I know. Well, then
I'm telling you,
I love it no matter what if the result is good.
But you're a rare person. Most people aren't that way.
John Wall's not like you.
And maybe that's true of you.
Well, you're speculating because I think when he's on the sideline, he's cheering for his team to win.
Of course he is. But just part of it, you have to.
Yeah, I mean, publicly, he probably is.
Do you think the backup quarterback on every team wants the starter to flourish? Of course not. They want him to bomb a little bit so they can get in there.
No, but he's not a backup. He's a starter. There's no question that when John comes back, he's the starting point guard.
Of course.
So they could go 30-0. He's still going to come back and be the starting point guard.
He does not want them to go have the best run of the season without him. There's no chance he wants that. Nobody would.
Yeah,
no competitor
I agree. I don't think
he would
want that.
Now, if you're the ultimate.
He doesn't want him to go 0-11 or 0-20.
If you're the ultimate team guy
and fall out of the playoffs,
and
I think he wants to see them struggle a little bit.
I think we're making a big deal out of it. It is interesting, but in the end, they're going to play together and be fine. Whether Gortat gets spoon-fed dunks and layups, whether John Wall feels slighted that they called it a team win, and everybody eats
right in the back of John's mind.
So how could John Wall like that? Why would John Wall enjoy that?
He didn't, and that's why
when
he got
people
bitter.
Or people are. Subtly blaming John Wall for their struggles.
It's the only way to take that. John didn't take that the wrong way. John took that the way any human being would take that.
So when he gets hurt, do you think he enjoys that they go on a win streak? I don't think so.
Nobody would.
So did A-Wad get upset that we had our highest ratings ever during the A-Wad free month? Was he secretly pulling for us to struggle?
Yes. Yes.
Now, I will say we.
He's got an ego just like anybody else.
We got really high ratings for a month that he was a big part of the show. So, it goes either way.
Yeah.
Defending A-Wad. I'm defending you there, buddy.
He's smiling.
Yeah.
You better cherish that. Doesn't happen very often.
Right.
Mark that down.
Any competitive athlete would feel that way. It's a rare, rare selfless bird that can look at the overall greater picture and just be cool.
So you think deep down he wouldn't mind them losing tonight to the Knicks?
Yeah. Of course. Because the other part of it, ultimately, it doesn't really matter that much. It's all about the playoffs.
Well, it could matter
now,
in terms
playoff
of
time.
It could
I don't
matter
think
in terms
feel
of home court advantage. They
one
clearly have an advantage when they're playing at home versus the road. And in the first round, you could have a home matchup against Milwaukee, or you could start on the road against Milwaukee, which would be much
the
tougher.
The All-Star break is coming at a great time for this team.
Well, I don't even know what they're going to do at point guard tonight. If Satoransky hasn't cleared concussion protocol...
I think they can get by with whatever. Play Otto at points.
Sounds
they
like
can
Otto
beat the
might be doing some ball handling
how
tonight.
How many games the Knicks lost in a row? Like 7 or 8? They're dead. So then they have 8 straight days off.
Right.
8 days off
you
after the Knicks
game. You patchwork it together for one night, and then you take your All-Star break.
You get time away from each other. You cool your jets, and then you come back and get ready for Cleveland.
By the way, I think by league rule, they have to pick somebody up. Within 14 days of... that release where they had 13 players.
Okay, pick somebody
they
up.
They have to pick somebody up. So
there's a billion point guards.
I don't think anybody thinks they should pick up Derrick Rose, but maybe do it for a little while.
Did I see Brandon Jennings was just picked up?
G League.
He was picked up by the G League.
Yes.
What team?
I think he ended his season in China,
he
and he's
China.
Back in the United States.
I don't know the G League
Bucks.
Teams.
Bucks, okay. Yeah, I mean, they can pick somebody up. But they can beat the Knicks with seven or eight guys, and then they get 8 days off. They can cool out, and then they'll come back and play Cleveland. Who knows how good Cleveland's going to be after the break.
Let's go real quick to Philip in Manassas. Wants to comment on that cap slash. Philip, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Look for Justin Bufflin to get suspended. He's been fined three times in the past and suspended four games back in 2015. Barry Trotz did a good job in his post game saying that the first slash the referee's hand went up should have been a penalty for the one to the knee. The Paul Bunyan move to the ribs.
Right.
That's going to be the suspended play, because bottom line is that's not a hockey play. He had the terminology down, and the Department of Player Safety will absolutely suspend Bufflin, because that was just that was assault on skates. So
good.
I'll hang up and see what you guys
hopefully that happens. And the NHL has been tougher on slashing penalties. I don't know why they let that one go.
And
last
hopefully
night.
Biggs is not out for any significant amount of time, because that looked bad.
He called it a Paul Bunyan play. I'm going to tell you this. I'm sure at some point in life I learned something about Paul Bunyan.
Yes.
I really know nothing.
Is that the guy?
You know nothing about Paul Bunyan? Give me what you know about Paul Bunyan right now.
Is that the guy that climbed the big weed in the cartoon?
No, that's Jack and the Beanstalk. Okay, you're getting...
I'm not that bad.
Okay, honestly, you're a little clueless. Give me your file on Paul Bunyan. I want to hear what you have to say. Just give me what you think. Your first snap.
Paul Bunyan is like old school... Woods, forest.
You're close. I believe Paul Bunyan, big giant lumberjack, and he had a big blue ox that accompanied him. I think.
Are they both cartoons?
Was the ox named Babe?
Definitely Babe.
Babe.
Is he real?
Real. So not Paul Bunyan.
Well, if he's a big giant human, he's not real.
I thought he said big giant ox.
You ever heard of like a fable or a story?
Yes.
Yeah.
So hold on.
I just told you I know nothing about him. I know he's not real.
Paul Bunyan was a silly left tackle.
That's dunce cap worthy.
Hey, but my Jack and the Beanstalk, though.
You said he climbed the giant weed.
The big weed.
Right.
Maybe we should go to like local schools and read books to kids. Maybe it might do everybody some good.
Are they both sort of in the same realm? Are they both fables?
Yes, they're like fairy tales, fables.
So they're in the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Okay, so I don't feel like I was that far off. I really don't. Whoever thinks about Jack and the Beanstalk?
I know Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah. Was Jack a big guy? Like Paul Bunyan, or
was he just a regular guy
that went up a
he
beanstalk.
He climbed the beanstalk and he encountered a giant. That was the big guy. Jack was just a regular donk.
Who was the big guy? Was it God?
It's just a giant.
Just
a made-up giant that lives up in the clouds.
Right.
I can't believe we're talking about this.
And you do know the Jolly Green Giant, though, right?
It's unbelievable.
Jolly Green Giant? Well, that's obviously Lou Ferrigno, Incredible Hulk. I don't really know the Jolly Green Giant. What's the fable behind the Jolly Green Giant?
He's a marketing guy. He sells frozen vegetables. You need fairy tales 101. You need a refresher course.
That's not fairy tales. That's TV commercials.
I don't watch commercials.
Yeah, they're trying to sell you like frozen cauliflower.
Let me Google the Jolly Green Giant.
You don't know what the giant says.
Doesn't he say
the Jolly Green Giant? He goes,
and Jack and the Beanstalk.
Fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. Of course, everybody knows that.
I've definitely heard that.
Of course everybody knows that.
Not everybody knows that.
Jesus H. Christ, how do we get ratings?
That's how.
I just don't get it.
Had a silly week.
Listeners, explain it to me.
We're the junkies. Coming right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.